In all pleasure, caring is its largest measure. In all pleasure, caring is its largest measure. How have you looked at your life recently? How have I looked at my life recently? Have I allowed problems, circumstances, things that had to be thought about, things that had to be deeply pondered to come up with a solution that's something important? Have I come up with ideas that had to be revealed and had to be unfolded? Have I spent my time worrying about how something is going to come out? Have I spent my time having unhappiness about things? Now, in all pleasure, caring is its largest measure. So, whatever I'm thinking about, if I'm thinking about a trip that I have to take, if I'm thinking about a visit I want to make to friends, if I'm thinking about a business activity that I'm engaged in, am I thinking of it as already done or as something, a work in progress? If I think of it as something already done, then I'm very happy about it, and then I allow it to be as I visualize it to be. And it's in the caring nature about it. It's all pleasure. Caring is the largest measure. So when I care that all is in divine order, that's a nice thing to say, and then I care that all is in divine order, and it's in divine order for me and for those involved with me, the others in my world. And when I say all is in divine order, then for the world, for all, for everyone, it's universally acceptable, and all is in divine order. Now, if I have some blemish in my personality, my character, that needs to be taken care of, I say it is done now. But if I keep thinking about it, if I keep thinking about the mole on my face, if I keep thinking about the broken leg, if I keep thinking about the illness that I am encountering in my body, I am empowering it to remain alive, to remain there. I am giving caring nature to it. And it is all, in all pleasure, caring is the largest measure. Because when I put the caring there, I am not putting the idea that it is already fulfilled, it is already revealed. But an absolute thinker, an absolute philosopher, recognizes that these things are already done, already complete, already wonderful, already magnificent, already beyond anything we could ever have dreamed for ourselves. But this takes a person of exquisite character. And I ask myself again and again, am I that person of exquisite character? Am I that person who recognizes that all is done now and all is complete now? Do I recognize that? Do I know that for myself? Do I realize that for myself? Am I living that for myself? And is that who I really am? And if I can say yes, then it is wonderful indeed. Yes, it is wonderful indeed. In all pleasure, caring is its largest measure. When I am caring about myself, then beautiful things take place. But that's the only time that beautiful things take place. When I am caring about my relationship with others, then happiness takes place. Then the result is fantastic. When I am caring about all of the activities that go on in my world, I am caring lovingly, and I am seeing it already complete. I'm seeing it already fulfilled. I'm seeing it done now. It's not something that I want done or something that I would like to see done, something that I'd like to have be revealed to me, but it's already done. Okay. We're all talking about the now, living in the now. Living in the now, how important it is to live in the now. And there's nothing we can do about it because you're always living in the now. Now, you're bringing back the past and making it now, and you're living in the future and making it now, and you're living in the present unfinished yet, and you're making it now, and all of these things are already done. They're already complete. They're already fulfilled. You cannot act, you cannot move, you cannot live fast enough to realize all these things are fulfilled right now. We, in our human attitudes, our human body, we live in a rather slow motion attitude. We live in a slow motion time zone. And as we live in this slow motion time zone, we are thinking things are going to go and take place in that, maybe tomorrow, maybe another day. But tomorrow's already here. Another day is already here. The past is already here. All time is now. All time is now. All space is here. This is something we have taught ourselves, something we have realized for ourselves again and again and again, and it will always be that way, because that is who we are. We live in the now. We live in the present tense. We live in this instant, and that's all we know. That's all we know, and that's all we ever could know. So when we say, in all pleasure, caring is its largest measure, we say that is what it's all about. And we say it is what it's all about because that's the fun of it. And it is the fun of it indeed. Can you train yourself to live in the now? Can you train yourself to live in this moment? Can you train yourself to say, it is done? All is in divine order, and it is done. All is in divine order. How powerful that is. It is done. All is in divine order. It is done. When you can say, all is in divine order, and it is done, then you have put the cause in motion for your most joyous, wonderful activity of life. Caring is the largest measure of pleasure. Caring. When we care about ourselves, we care about our world, we care about the people who are in our world and the people who are sharing with us in our world, we care about all these things, and as we care about them, what's happening? They're taking place. They're being fulfilled. They're being revealed right now. Right now. Because think about this little aspect. You are thinking about yourself, and as you think about yourself, you're thinking about you're having a happy thought, and you get a sort of a grimace, happy grimace on your face, and you have, how about that? Yeah, oh, why? Can you see yourself sliding down the slide at the swimming pool and then splash into the pool? Oh, little kids do that, big kids don't do that, everybody does that. Can you see yourself seeing your friends, whee, yesterday, Anita was working with Brian, and they were looking for a point of the property location, and we hadn't been able to find it in the many years that we've been here, we just haven't really seriously looked, but Brian said, I know how to do that, let's go do that. So he and Anita went out there, and they did their measuring, they did their checking, they did their everything. And Brian said, it's right within this area, within a 10-foot circle of this area. Now, that was pretty good. So he took a shovel, and he dug, and Anita dug. And when Anita dug down and hit the concrete from which the marker was embraced, she shouted, whoopee, with all her heart and all her soul and all her attitude. And what happened? The dog next door, a quarter of a mile away or better, heard her yell whoopee so joyously, he had to back in return and say, yes, life is wonderful, life is wonderful. Yes, in all pleasure, caring is its largest measure. Anita was caring about, they had found what they looked for in really quite a short time. And we can all experience what we're looking for in quite a short time when we are letting go with all of our enjoyment, with all our enthusiasm, with all of our love and all of our happiness, sharing out who we are and what we are, and living it so wonderfully. And Brian had that big, happy look on his face. He said, yep, I knew where it was. I knew where it was. And he found it. You and I, in all pleasure, caring is the largest measure. And when we care, when we find what we are going after step by step, we find it, and life is so exciting, it is so revealing, and it's so rewarding, because it's who we are, and that's what counts. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day, and know that I am thinking about you, loving you, and blessing you at all times. And that's why I say, I love you. I love you. I love you.